Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the bloggers that could be perfect for you. And today's guest is interior designer, marriage and family therapist, and green living expert, Krista O'Leary. She's founder and CEO of Home in Harmony Lifestyle. Krista teaches people how to design inspired living, and her upcoming book, Home in Harmony Lifestyle, makes it possible for all of us to feel inspired, energized, and in love with our lives and our safe havens, our homes. And we all know we want that safe haven to come home to and feel balanced and grounded and rooted. And Krista, thank you so much for coming on today and showing us how to achieve that.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Stacey. I'm excited to be here on Jennings Wire today.
Now, I guess the first question we'd have to ask, so we can define this for our listeners, what exactly is a home in harmony lifestyle?
That's a really, really good question. As you mentioned, my background is in interior design and marriage and family therapy and green living. And what I realized along my path was that I didn't just have to do one of those modalities, but I could combine all of those things to teach people how to live the best life possible. And it was really all about creating a foundation of support to allow people to live their best life. And so the Home in Harmony lifestyle is based on four pillars. And those four pillars are our home environment. And our home environment is so critical because your home environment either completely drains you or it energizes you and allows you to go out into the world and be the best that you can possibly be. And when I say that, what I mean is when you come walking through your door, you either think, ah, I'm home, which that supports you. That's a really good feeling and it supports you. Or you walk through your door and you think, oh, the clutter I have to deal with, the light bulb I need to change, and that's life draining. So that doesn't support you, and so you're not having the reprieve from all the stress that we feel in the outside world. So it's really critical to create a home environment that is inspired, is healthy, so that it can support you to live your best life. The second pillar of Home in Harmony is a healthy body. And we all know, we've all heard, you know, if you don't have your health, it's really, you know, hard to operate in any other area of your life because everything, you know, all of your energy needs to focus on your health and gaining good health. So our home becomes involved in that because there are so many toxins that are all around us, whether it's in our environment, the food we eat, the water we drink, the water we shower in. So it's really critical at this point in time in our culture to begin to become aware of where those toxins are because they are lurking all around us and what we can do about them and how to make better choices. Because my feeling is that when you have the knowledge and the awareness, it gives you power and it gives you the power to make conscious choice in your life. The third pillar is creating a calm mind. You know, we are all going 24/7. We're plugged into technology, and we need to kind of recalibrate and come into a sense of balance and find the calm in the midst of all the chaos that goes on. So that's the third pillar, and it's a really critical component of Home in Harmony Lifestyle. And the fourth pillar is connecting people to what I call their inspired light. And that means that it's a connection to whatever they're meant to be here for. You know, I believe that we all have a purpose in life and that we're supposed to find that purpose, and not only find it, but share it with the world. And that allows us to radiate that inner glow and that inner light and really shine brightly in our life. So by including all of those four pillars, inspired home, healthy body, calm mind, and connecting people to their inner light, allows people to really live that balanced, vibrant, inspired, healthy life that they can lead.
Krista, that sounds like a lot of work to do if you have a home that's in disarray and clutter and things are kind of the exact opposite, right? I mean, that sounds like a ton of work. So what would you suggest for people who are starting at the beginning, who are looking around them and do feel that, oh, God, I'm home again, feeling when they come home from work and maybe they're not in optimal health and they're not they're not inspired every day. They don't really know what their purpose is in life. So for those people that are kind of at ground zero there, what would you suggest for them so that they can begin creating a home in harmony? And I know that you have three things that you ask people to notice. So can you explain those three things when they're trying to create this home in harmony?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, the first thing is that people can feel very overwhelmed when they look at the whole picture and they say, oh, you know what, I am feeling depressed, or, you know, my home doesn't feel quite right, or I am overwhelmed. And so it's important to just begin by taking small steps. And when I say a small step, I mean, you know, begin to observe that you do have clutter, because it's amazing to me that the way we're wired, we sort of lose focus of the fact that we have clutter. We don't notice it anymore. So just becoming aware that there is clutter is such a fabulous first step. And then maybe taking a small action, you know, clear a drawer and see how that makes you feel. And people are so amazed that one small drawer can make a huge difference in their life. And it's such a motivator to keep taking those small steps, because you don't need to move a huge mountain. It's just the small steps that will get you from here to where you want to be. So that's the first thing, is to just, again, become aware of the clutter and then take one small action step. The second thing I would suggest is to begin to really notice your environment. How does it make you feel? When you walk through the door, again, having the awareness that it actually does either drain you or support you is huge. Most people walk through the door in a rush and they don't even think twice about it. Their unconscious realizes it, their body and their energy level notices it, but they're not consciously aware of it. So again, just that conscious awareness can just make huge shifts. So become aware of your environment and notice, you know, are there things within your environment that are draining you? Do you have a cracked vase or a light bulb that needs to be changed? And, you know, or a stained carpet? And can you begin to address those issues? And the third thing is to begin to have an understanding of the items that you're bringing into your home. And are they truly healthy for you? Because we live in such a toxic soup, is what I usually say to people. It's really, really critical to try to figure out and understand labels and make the best choices that you can possibly make. Because you want to make sure that you have health, great health, and you are supported in that way. So to make sure that you're bringing only healthy products into your home is a key element.
Well, Krista, you've given us a lot of information to chew on to start, and I know that a lot more of this information on creating a home in harmony will be available in your upcoming book. I know it's not out till November of next year, 2014, but all of our listeners can learn more about Krista O'Leary, her live events, which I'm sure will be happening before then, coaching programs, that upcoming book, and Hay House Radio Show. You can visit her site at KristaO'Leary.com. And I will spell that for everyone, KristaOLeary.com, KristaOLeary.com. If you go to /free-gift, you can receive a free book that will give you simple solutions on how to create your home in harmony lifestyle. And of course, you can reach Krista as well on her Facebook page and Twitter, Home in Harmony for Facebook, and her Twitter at Harmony Designer. So thank you, Krista, for everything. You gave us some really good information.
Oh, Stacy, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure to join you on Jennings Wire.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please be sure to check out JenningsWire.com and find the person that's perfect for you. Till next time.